God will do what he said he will do. He cannot lie. His word is eternal. It's steadfast. It doesn't change.
When challenges come your way, there are promises in God's Word that you can hold on to help you overcome the situation and be successful. Today, Kenneth Copeland reveals what those key scriptures are. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Romans chapter 4, look at verse 3. For what says the Scripture? What says what? The Scripture. Now, let me tell you something. When somebody comes up and they start telling you this and telling you that, well, now I tell you I don't like you, now, but now here's what I think about it. Well, you right now, you want to know, what scripture do you base that on?
Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't know as I base it on any scripture. Well, you come back and talk to me when you get scripture for it. I ain't interested in that. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I was in a Home Depot one day. In fact, that's where Larry and I met, was in a Home Depot. He is working in there, and the Lord had me ministering to him. And I had walked outside. I'm running this back across my mind, Larry. I think it was the same time that I had met and ministered to you, and I had gone back outside, and there was a guy out there that I started talking to. And then later, the Lord said, you go back in there and you do what I told you to do with that preacher that's working in here. Which was the Lord wanted me to go back in there and give him some money and pray with him. Well, I did. But now I'm talking to this other guy. Every word out of his mouth. Now here's Larry. He'd been in the ministry for years and had been all kinds of things happen. And he got him a job done at the Home Depot. Now, here's this other guy. He's a believer, and he's a preacher of sorts. And here he is. I talked to Larry. Everything I said to Larry, he grabbed hold of and said, yeah, bless God, amen. Amen. It didn't take 5 minutes till he and I was shouting over in the hardware. But now here's another guy in the same store, and we're standing out in front there. I'm still waiting on Gloria. She's finishing her shopping. And I'm standing out there, and I'm talking to him. He recognized me, so we're standing there talking about things, and he's talking about the government, and I'm talking about Jesus. He wouldn't let me talk about Jesus, and I wouldn't let him talk about the government. Because everything he'd say, I tell you, that's don't know what we're going to do. She's going down the drain. My God, the kids are going to hell. Everybody's going to hell. I said, no, we're seeing the greatest times in our ministry we've ever seen. Yeah, but I'll tell you, he didn't hear anything I said. I could not minister to him. I could not get through to him. I wouldn't let him get through to me. But the thing of it is, I mean, here's a guy, obvious, I didn't talk to him but a few minutes. I had witnessed in my spirit, this guy's born again. He knows Jesus is Lord and Savior. But I mean, that's all he knew. And he is so fouled up. And he'd start telling me, well, this is what I think about it. And he'd start in on that, and there wasn't any scripture in it. And I say, tell me where in the Bible you base that? Oh, I don't know where. I know it's in there, but I don't know. You know, I don't. He don't know it's in there. It ain't in there. Wasn't anything he said in there. There was a guy caught me out in the parking lot of Sears. I made the mistake of rolling my window down. Boy, he is mad at me, and I never met the guy. And he walked right up to my truck. He said, I'll tell you what, Copeland. He said, God never promised to meet anything but your needs. And never promised to meet your want. What are you mad at me for? Oh, he's hollering at me. I said, really? Yeah. Oh, man, he was upset. He is all over me. And I said, sir, wait a minute. And he finally stopped. I said, you know the 23rd Psalm, don't you? Yeah. I said, it don't say the Lord's my shepherd, I have no needs. It said, the Lord's my shepherd, I do not want. Well, bless God, I'll tell you now, I mean it, now. He didn't want to hear that. Where's your scripture? And even the things that you hear in these meetings, don't you go quote Kenneth. Don't you go quote Gloria. No. You quote Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. That's what you quote. And don't be quoting it until you know where you are.
Amen.
Amen. And you go look at it, and you put your eyes on it, and you put your eyes on it, and you put your eyes on it. Read some of it every day.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you make sure you do it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And meditate on it. Think about it. Let it get through to you. Let it get in you.
Amen.
Now then, verse 3, Romans 4, 3. What says the scripture? Abraham believed God. Well, now, if Abraham believed God, then there wasn't anything impossible to it. We know he's with God. He's in covenant with God. But he wasn't just in covenant with him. He believed him. And it was accounted unto him as righteousness. Now, what does that mean? He believed what? He believed God, and so God treated him like he never had sinned. And by grace, he'll treat you the same way.
Right.
He'll treat you like you never sinned.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That just hacks the devil so bad. But you walk in the light as he is in the light, and his blood will cleanse you from all sin.
Amen.
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 So now, look. I'll tell you what. Go down to the 16th verse. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, or this is God's purpose in it, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. His faith is a scriptural example for all of us in how to walk in covenant and how to walk in the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Amen. So now, look at, as it is written, I've made thee the father of many nations before him. This is very interesting. You see in the reference over there, it says, or like him, before him, or like him. Now I want you to get the import of this, because this is an answer to a lot of religious problem that people have with coming boldly to the throne of grace and standing up and say the things that we say. I just don't see how you can stand up there and say that, Brother Copeland. Don't you know the devil's going to hear you? Yeah, I know he's going to hear me. I said it for his benefit. I want him to know and understand that he has no authority over me.
Amen.
He don't run my life. And people just get so nervous, you know, about the way we talk to God and then turn around and talk to the devil and all that kind of thing. But now notice this. It says that as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him, the cross-reference says, or like him whom he believed. Now, actually, both of those renderings are correct and should be both in there at the same time, which means that Abraham spoke and acted like God in God's presence.
Yes.
And God didn't knock him in the head for it.
Yes.
He commended him for it and moved on what he said. So he's acting like God here in front of God. who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. He did that right in front of God, and God commended him for it and backed what he said. Now, people having an idea, well, you know, we're so unworthy, we could never do that. We could never do that. Well, now, you don't think you said that before God? Heard every word of it. Well, he would have if he'd been listening to unbelief. No, that's fear-based religion. That's religious correctness. Amen. Very dangerous. What all we can't be, couldn't be, won't be. Some people just absolutely would never confess with their mouth that they're holy. God is trying to get you to walk in faith the way he does it. God is trying to get us to talk the way he talks and the way he does it. He's trying to get us to think his thoughts. He said, my thoughts are way out there beyond yours.
Amen.
My ways are way beyond yours. But then he said, my word goes forth out of my mouth, and it'll prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Come on and act like me, talk like, come on up here with me. And he lifted us up, and he raised us up to sit together with him in heavenly places. Why? Because he don't want anything being impossible to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's just a plain gospel.
It's very plain.
And you find it in all kinds of religious. One guy said, you've heard me tell this before, that he was talking about a preacher that I had become well acquainted with, and we had been seen together a number of times and so forth and so on. He said, I'll tell you what, that fellow's ruined. They said, what do you mean he's ruined? He got to running around with Copeland. Well, what'd that do to him? Oh, he said, both of them running all over the country trying to act like little Jesuses. Now, what he's trying to say is, who do they think they are? Well, what I was saying, we know who we are. I took it as a compliment. He didn't mean it that way, of course. But at least he saw it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's what's here. And the Bible called that faith so that it could be by grace. And says, the Scripture said. Now, what was it the Scripture said? In the fourth chapter? For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for
righteousness.
Well, ain't no different with you. You believe God, God accounts it to you for righteousness. But the thing of it is, in the new birth, we were made the righteousness of God. And now when we believe God, we stand as joint heirs with righteousness himself. Jesus, I'll tell you, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, what did he tell us to do to come boldly to the throne of grace? He said, come enter rest with me. Now, what did the Father say to Jesus? Come sit until I make your enemies your footstool. What did Jesus say? Come sit till I make your enemies your footstool. Come sit with me. Enter into rest. Quit sweating all that stuff. What's he saying to you? You come right up in his presence and you act like him just the best you can, and you talk like him just the best you can, and you just walk by faith and talk by faith. What are you going to do? You're going to get his results.
Amen.
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 And it'll be a long time before you and I ever get it all where we're just exactly like it. But you know what? That doesn't bother him a bit. He'll treat you like you were there now.
Amen.
He'll treat you like you did it all good, right. Why? Amen. That's grace.
Amen.
What does it mean? It is of faith that it might be by grace so that the promise might be sure to all the seed. What does that mean? Faith so that it might be by grace. Well, if it's by grace, which comes from believing God. And I might show you this too here in the 18th verse. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. What did he believe? Did he just believe some off the wall something? No, he believed what God had already said. You and I believe the Scripture. That's what God has already said about it. When I believe what God has already said about it, that's faith. That's what faith is believing what He's already said and acting on it. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means when it is by faith, so that it might be by grace, so that the promise is just as sure to me as it is to you, and just as sure to you as it is to anybody else. Now, there's all kinds of differences between you and me. We may come from different parts of the country. We may come from different ethnic backgrounds. We may have different levels of education. There's all different kinds of differences. I can't help it. I'm so pretty. Well, I can't have it because I'm so ugly either. You understand? So, but that doesn't affect God at all. It may affect people, but that doesn't affect God at all. Amen. That ain't what He's looking at.
That's right.
Somebody else has got the super education, and God keep calling you to preach, and you keep telling Him you ain't qualified. Well, there ain't no faith in that, so there's no grace in that. So what does He have to do? He has to treat you like you're not qualified, even though in His eyes, that doesn't even bother Him. Because He's qualified, and He's fully able to train, teach you, and qualify you.
Everyone's learning how to DIY, do it yourself. They're occupied in a makeover of houses and landscapes. But what's God's greatest tool for you to change your life and circumstances? Faith. Kenneth Copeland's classical foundational teaching series, Faith, How It Works, takes you down to the foundations of what this power principle is all about. Message by message, you'll discover why faith is the starting point for change in your life. It's what you can use for everything, including knowing God's will, tackling the impossible, believing for your circumstances to turn around, and keeping focused on God's promises to you. With faith as the rock-solid foundation for your life, you'll be able to stand no matter what comes your way. You can remain secure not in what you see or what you feel, but in the promises of God that never fail. Get started on your do-it-yourself project and build faith in your life, because faith in God and His Word works. Order Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith, How It Works, for just $14 and receive this 4-CD series at a special 30% savings. Faith, How It Works will help you conquer any temptation or sickness and overcome every financial need so you can live a full and successful life. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your series online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
My name is Rodonna Boyd. I am currently living in Virginia Beach, from Chicago originally. A pastor's child. We're raised in the church, and we're taught as children that, you know, He holds the world in the palm of His hand. But when I looked around, all I saw was lack and people needing all the time. And I'm like, well, God, if You hold the world in the palm of Your hand, why is it that a car is so hard, you know, for this pastor to get? Or why is it that this person, why is there always lack? That was a question that always nagged in my heart. It didn't make sense to me, but it's the only thing I saw. I had 5 siblings. My parents, we were all there in the house. We had a lot of love, just not necessarily a lot of no abundance.
So this lack, this always broke, did this carry over into your adult years?
You know, I made a lot of decisions that were not conducive for me to grow where I was, or I didn't have any idea about the concept of seed time and harvest. I tithe because we were always taught to tithe, but I always tithe based on this is just what you do. And it wasn't until I read One Word from God Can Change Your Finances, and Gloria Copeland in there said, even from the tithe, Everything that we do, God looks at our heart, and we should tithe from our heart.
And in 2005, you came to the D.C. convention. Mm-hmm. What was going on in your life at that time?
Struggle. Financial struggle, as it had been for so many years. And things, even that year, that was the year that I started listening to him in January, there was one thing that he said that stuck with me, and it was, you know, I don't care who you are, if you are struggling financially, you need to get to a mouthpiece that is teaching under the anointing of God this message of the gospel that will break you out. And even if you have to go and sleep on the porch of the church to get into the doors, you do it. Do what you need to do. And that sunk in. And when I found out he was coming to Virginia in November that year, I was like, I have to go. And when the time came, I didn't really have the money to do it. I didn't have the money to get a hotel. The place that I had secured to stay at fell through, but I was like, I don't care. I'm coming. I have to go and do whatever it takes.
What did it take for you to stay here and to be here?
It took me between the services, sitting in my car, eating chips or whatever, sleeping in the car at nighttime. But I didn't care. I was so hungry. I was like, God, if this is real, I have to have a change. I have to have a breakthrough. And it was like, that was the year. It's like it was a hard thing coming. I had enough gas to come and get back home. I had enough food to get little things to eat, you know, between the services. I wasn't gonna starve to death. And God protected me. I got a word that changed my life. And I'm so grateful to God and for the gift that he sent to the body through Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
After that first convention, Rodonna returned home expecting her harvest. And indeed, the blessings began to pour out, beginning with her job in advertising sales, as she continued to receive a steady increase of income.
But it was somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000 increase, you know, the first year. I was back again the next November. Same thing happened from that November to the following end of the year, another $20,000, $25,000 increase. It's like 3 years in a row. This is my fourth year here. And every year it's just like the same thing. I'm like, God, you know, and it's not about money. That's not it. It's just the revelation. I got the revelation and I want to be a kingdom financier. So now that I have this revelation and I'm exercising my faith in these small things, a house, that's material. What's the bigger thing is, okay, they're impacting all these souls. Now I can send a check for this and help that, you know, and I can help my church to build a transitional home. I want to finance the kingdom. I want to help be the one to write the check to get souls. And no matter what happens financially, I get it. And it's because of the rehearsing of this anointed word that continues to go in you. And over time, you're exercising your faith. And then you're just different on the inside. And the blessing is on me regardless of what things look like. And if it looks bad today, it's gonna turn around tomorrow because it has to. Because it has to, the blessing is on me. I'm single with no kids, 5-bedroom home, 3,400 square feet on 15,000 square feet of land, top of the line, everything in there. And it wasn't because my credit was so good or even my finances, but God, I'm in the house. There is nothing impossible for God. That the thing that nagged me for so many years, God had the answer for me. And he said, if you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open. If you ask, and I was hungry for so many years, and finally I got the answer. And it was in a revelation. And it came really from these mouthpieces and the gifts that God sent into the body. And now that I got it, I'm not going back. And I'm gonna be blessed to be a blessing. And other people will be blessed because I got the revelation now. And I'm not gonna let other people go down the road. If they wanna hear it, listen, God can bring you out of this no matter how long, no matter how hard. God will do what he said he will do. He cannot lie. His word is eternal. It's steadfast. It doesn't change. So you hop on that boat and you just stay with that. It's going to take you to where you need to go. And that's where I am now. No more bondage. No more bondage.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson. Now, what an outstanding testimony you and I have just seen about the love of God so at work and in her life that it changed everything. Now, did you notice what Radonna said? She said, if it looks bad today, God is going to turn it around tomorrow. She had to stay on the Word of God. She had to stand in faith and apply the Word. She placed such a value on the Word of God, and that's when God's Word begins to change things around you. You do the exact same thing. The Holy Spirit turns that same light on in you that He did in her, and you'll see the same kind of results. Praise God. Now, you notice her motivation there was to be blessed so that she could be a blessing. And when that gets on you, then nothing can remain impossible, because nothing is impossible with God, and nothing is impossible to him who believes in God. Amen. What an outstanding testimony of the love of God. And in today's message, you heard my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, talking to us about faith and what it is. Faith is believing what God has already said and then acting on it. You believe what He said in His Word and you act on it. And when you walk by faith and you begin to change the words of your mouth and you speak by faith, then you get the kind of results that God's Word promises. Now, to help you in this, I want to make this product available to you. It's called Faith. How it works. You need to know how these things work. You need to know that you've got this same power of God on the inside of you that He spoke and created the worlds with, and that's resident in you now, but you need to understand how these things operate and how they work. You can have world overcoming faith. That's in you right now. And it is our prayer that you would know fully, completely how these things work so that you can begin to walk in this abundant life that Jesus came to give. This is a powerful teaching. You need to get a hold of yours today. Let me tell you about the Southwest Believers Convention, July 4th through the 9th. Now, those are new dates, so make sure you get those down. July 4th through the 9th, right here in Fort Worth, Texas. You'll be joining Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and thousands of other believers. Amen. These are excellent teachers of the Word of God. This is an excellent time to come spend in praise and worship. Bring your whole family, Super Kid Academy for your kids, 1440 for your teenagers. This is going to be an exciting time. So for more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. For more information, go to kcm.org.